Pat Bryant caught one touchdown as a rookie, and the market has him at pick 233, receiver 94, which is to say it is pricing him exactly as what he was, a fourth or fifth option on a deep depth chart. This is a rare episode for this series where the price and the profile agree, and the interesting part is a health note rather than a value gap. The season, 13 games, 31 catches on 49 targets for 378 yards and a single score. On half PPR scoring, that is 4.6 points a game, 85th among receivers per game, 85th in total, the same ranked twice. 10.8% of Denver's targets in his games, a rotational rookie share. The tape had one genuine highlight, an 82-yard afternoon in November, inside a role that never grew past complimentary. 31 catches for a rookie fourth option is a respectable floor of involvement. It is also close to a ceiling in an offense with three better established targets and Marvin Mims for the scraps. The career arc is one season, so we read only what it says. A third-round rookie who earned real snaps on a very good offense and produced complimentary numbers. Not a bust, not a breakout. A rookie who did rookie things in a supporting job.
The pattern beat is quiet by design. Targets are the identity stat, and Bryant's were modest. His touchdown share of 0.08 is the low end of the weather, so if anything, his scoring has room to tick up rather than regress down. But the sticky number here is a 10.8% target share. And no pattern we trust turns a rookie's rotational volume into a starter's without the depth chart cooperating. And Denver's cooperated in the wrong direction this spring.
Muffed! The situation got more crowded, not less. Denver traded for Jaylen Waddle, per the reporting, and he joins Cortland Sutton and Troy Franklin ahead of Bryant, with Marvin Mims also in the room. Bryant projects fourth or fifth for targets. Sean Payton runs it, Davis Webb calls the plays, Bo Nix throws it. The offense is good, but the ball has a lot of better established places to go. There is also a real health file to flag. The beat has noted multiple concussions across a 15-month stretch and an off-season hospital visit per reporting. Availability and medical clearance are live variables here, in a way they are not for most late-round flyers.
The price. Receiver 94 at pick 233. The slot pays 3.7 a game. He produced 4.6 as a rookie. Our verdict, no call. The half point his per game edges the slot is not enough to fight the depth chart, and the Waddle trade push him further down it. The market has this price about right for a fourth receiver with a health question. The caveat runs both ways. If injuries thin the room and Bryant proves the 82-yard flashes are the player, 3.7 was a floor. And if the room stays 4 and 5 deep and the concussion history bites, this is a fair price for a fifth option.
Watch the camp target pecking order behind Sutton, Waddle, and Franklin, then any dated word on the concussion clearances, then whether the touchdown rate climbs off the floor. The player is fine, the room is full, and the price knows it. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.